The following programming is sponsored by Doreen Taylor Music, LLC. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Peasley Media Group. What's going on?
Hey, America, what's going on? Welcome to The Scene with Doreen. I'm your host, Doreen Taylor, setting the scene every week to help you find out what's happening in music, TV, movies, sports, the arts, and everything in between. We're proud to be syndicated on stations coast to coast and originating right here in the city of brotherly love on Philadelphia's number one talk radio station, Talk 860 WWDB. Get insider access and go behind the scene on our show's official website, thescenewithdoreen.com, and watch us every week on the nationally syndicated television show, The Daily Flash, available in every major city in the U.S. Hi, Matt Menard. Mark, how are you? It's good to see you.
Hi, Doreen Taylor. How are you?
Good. We're very formal today.
We are very formal.
What's your middle name?
Thomas.
Okay, I'm going to use that now. When I'm really, really formal, I'm going to call you Matthew Thomas.
All right, and I'll call you Doreen Lynn. Ruth.
Ruth? Do I look like a Ruth? It's Lynn.
Doreen Lynn.
Yeah, everybody in my family, I think they were just lazy. So everyone in my family has the middle name Lynn for some reason. Well, not the men, but...
Okay. Yeah, well, my dad's name is Thomas, so my youngest son's middle name is Matthew, and then I guess if he wants to keep the tradition, his son's middle name, his first son or whatever, will be Braden.
See, that's
nice. If he wants to keep that.
I like that. So you have a meaning to the middle name. It's not just, you know, that sounds good together. I think we were just lazy and, oh, what sounds good with Doreen? And what's not, you know, and so they just, was Lynn. Everything was Lynn.
All right, Doreen Lynn.
We're not even Southern.
You're from Buffalo.
I know, Buffalo. I don't know what we would be called. Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Doreen Josh Allen. Everybody is Josh Allen now, so.
Oh, there's going to be people naming their kids Josh Allen after the season they're having so far.
So far, knock on wood. I don't want to say anything because I'll jinx it, but things are going, you know, I got to say it, and I would not put this out there because I'll probably jinx it, but I have a little snowman that I've had for many years, and I would never take it out. And he has a football jersey with the Buffalo Bills. And I call him Fracky the Snowman. And I refuse to take him out because they sucked for so many years. And last year, I took him out. And I said, you know what? I feel bad for him. I'm going to put him on the step. They were undefeated. Remember? They were sucky, sucky, sucky. I think the last game they lost was to the Philadelphia Eagles. And then they won and won and won and won. And I'm like, there's something about the snowman. So I just took him out again on the bye week. And so far,
they're looking good.
We're looking good. We'll see. We still got a little time to go. But, you know, I'm optimistic this year. Buffalo needs something. They just need something besides chicken wings.
That is true. And it could be their year. I mean, we could see a Philly-Buffalo Super Bowl.
Longer things go, the more I'm seeing that happen. I mean, it'll be interesting. But I think that the odds in Vegas right now are probably going that way.
Yeah. And the odds in National Ding-a-ling Day, if you've never heard of that, are...
What is National Ding-a-ling Day? And wow, what a segue, Matthew Thomas.
Well, oh, I got middle name.
When you bring out the ding-a-ling, you're getting your middle name thrown in.
Well, when we like to look up what national day it is usually when we record these. And I know that this airs on different days and different places, but today, the day that we
premiere
this in Philadelphia, it's National Ding-a-ling Day. So I was like, what the hell is that? National Ding-a-ling Day has nothing to do with what you think it has to do
what
with.
You
You're supposed to reconnect with somebody you haven't reconnected to in a while, whether it's calling or texting or whatever, and then you're supposed to hashtag it National Ding-a-ling Day. So
I think, want to say ring-a-ling a ding day or something. Something like ring because you're calling someone. I don't get the ding-a-ling because in my past experiences, the Chuck Berry song and other experiences with, like, you know, having a brother, it's not... it's reconnecting with something. It's just not with other people.
Yeah, there's a lot of other terms.
You're connecting with something, but you're not
connecting. That they could have used.
Yeah, I don't.
Ding-a-ling. I guess maybe back in the day, isn't when you heard a phone, ding-a-ling. I don't know, the phone's ringing.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Yeah, that used to be the old, I guess, maybe. But yeah, I think they knew what they were doing when they named that. Because we have the same reaction probably to a lot of people. Like, what?
Yeah, because we all have twisted minds, everybody.
Yeah.
Anytime you're ding-a-ling, you're like, oh, hold on.
Well, like I said, the Chuck Berry song from like a billion years ago, that is all about my ding-a-ling, and that's the way I've always known it.
Yeah, so National Ding-a-ling Day. So take it with what you want. And
so are you going to reconnect with somebody then? Are you going to reach out to your ding-a-ling and connect with somebody?
No, probably not. Oh, yeah,
I don't know where this is going now. I'm turning red. I'm blushing.
Say I don't plan on reconnecting with anybody that I haven't talked to in a while because
If I wanted to talk to him, I'd be talking to him probably. So why would I reconnect?
Yeah, I mean that just means you have to talk to call somebody on the phone. You got to be on the phone, and then it's like,
do you like calling people?
No,
I'm a texter. Are you a texter?
I don't like texting either.
Really? I text you all the time. Now I know.
Well, I screw up all the time, so I press.
I press
the backspace more than I press any letter.
Yeah, I do that
because
too.
I try to do it too fast, and every text I do, I screw up, and it's just frustrating. So I'd rather just not talk to people.
So you just are isolate, and you don't have you're antisocial.
If I was ever put in solitary confinement, I think I would survive.
I would probably too. I would. That's probably why we're good together, because I think we don't like each other, but we like each other.
Yeah, it's like whatever.
Whatever. You can leave. It's okay. I'm good. No, but I do like people, and I like our guests today. I think we have some really
some cool, talented guests.
Yes, and we're starting the Christmas season, so we've got a little tie into some of the Christmas coming out. So maybe we should ho 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 with our ding-a-ling and go into our show.
Oh boy, yeah. Let's just go.
Okay. My first guest on The Scene with Doreen today won over countless hearts and minds when he competed in 2024's American Idol. As the last man standing, singer-songwriter Will Mosley exploded on the country scene after his runner-up win debuting at number 13 on the Billboard country chart. And since then, Will's star has been on a fast rising upward trajectory. Take a listen.
There's no letting go, even though I know I should. Are you gone for bad? Are you gone for good? Boy, you need the good look back. All you're running around's gotta slow down a little. You're living just a little too fast. You gotta meet the man somewhere in the middle. Sometimes you gotta take a step. Oh, I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
Beyond his inspiring Idol success story, Will Mosley is busy creating new music, and his newest single, Everything But Me, was just released. He heads out on tour this month with American Idol alum Colin Stow, and the monstrous year for Will closes with a big arena date opening for Zac Brown Band. His story is a true testament of following your dreams and never giving up, and I am excited to have singer-songwriter and 2024 American Idol runner-up Will Mosley on the show today. Welcome, Will. What's going on?
How are you guys doing?
I'm doing really well, and I want to say for all my viewers out there, you are not driving. You're on Zoom right now, but you have a driver with you.
Passenger.
You are a passenger. That's good. That's good, because that could get a little hairy there, and you don't want that. So I wanted to start because, you have just exploded this year, and I want to go back, though. Before we get into all the things you're doing, I really wanted to start from the very beginning. It's a very good place to start. A lot of the musical artists I've interviewed, they've grew up in a musical family, but your story is a little different because no one in your family even plays an instrument.
They do not. I'm the first of my family on either side, my mom and my dad's side, either one, to play instruments or sing or anything like that, so to speak.
Really? So what did they do? I mean, music wasn't there, but I also read that they did sing a lot. They liked to listen to music. They liked to listen to country, especially.
Yeah. So I have a really, almost everyone in my family loves music, like a really big musical family as far as listening. but never took the step to learning an instrument or singing or anything along those lines.
What I found very interesting is that while no one really played musical instruments in your house, your mom still bought you a guitar for Christmas when you were just 16, though.
She did. So I asked for a guitar, and she bought it with one exception. She said, you can't put it in a closet.
Oh.
So when I got it for Christmas, I played for about 3 days, and then it somehow mysteriously found its way in a closet.
Oh, no.
And it sat there for a few years. And then I eventually took it back out of the closet. And that's when I was in college, during the college football experience, pulled it back out, learned how to play.
Now, did you just take lessons to learn, or did you just pick this up and you just knew how to play?
I picked it up and I self-taught. Thank God for YouTube.
Wow. Okay. So you endorse YouTube for learning. What, did you have a special person that you like to go to, or did you take a little from everybody?
I looked up easiest guitar lessons for, and I started there.
Really? Okay. So you hear that, all my listeners? It's never too late. YouTube can help you play as well. But I think you had, obviously you had the talent in you. So it was like that just helped you. But the natural raw talent was already just somewhere inside of you.
Well, I like to think that.
Yeah, I would think so. But you mentioned that you started, you know, you got the guitar, you put it in the closet, you played a little bit in college, but your life in music really wasn't a reality for you at first. You were busy playing Division III football at Maryville College. What position did you play?
I played right guard and left tackle.
Look at you. Woo! Now, did you have dreams of being a pro?
You know, I think just like any other kid, that's always a dream. But after reaching the collegiate level and seeing just how serious the game evolves from one level to the next, it was pretty clear, pretty evident after getting to that level that, you know, going on further than that wasn't a reality, I guess, is how to word that. And so I still absolutely loved it, had a great time doing it, but it was something that I knew there wasn't a future in actually playing football.
Well, you also suffered, what did you say, 3 concussions? I mean, you were knocked down, you know, and you got back up and you did it again and you got back down. I mean, at least you had the to be brave to say, you know what, I can't do this anymore. This could be detrimental to my health.
Yeah, you know, with each head injury, you know, you feel a little different. Nothing, I never had the light switch experience. There are certain people who, as soon as they got hit the first time, it was like a light switch went off and they just knew that it was a bad idea to keep going. I didn't exactly have that. It was more of a slow evolving decision for me. But after a while, it was one of those things where I just knew that it didn't feel like something that a risk that was worth a reward, if that makes sense.
Absolutely makes sense. But then you did take a chance on something else that was quite rewarding for you. You gave yourself 1 year. You decide to transfer out. You're going to go start an entirely different journey, and you're going to see what you could accomplish as a musician. How did that decision come to be, and how did your parents feel about you making that decision?
Well, you know, during COVID, a lot changed for a lot of people, and one of those things was, for me, it trapped me in the house a lot more, and that's something that I wasn't exactly used to. I'm a very outgoing person. I don't sit still much at all, which is one of the reasons why we're doing an interview in the car today, you know. But it's one of those things that it gave me time to learn more on a guitar and learn my voice more, spend more time playing and singing. And it was something that really helped me coming out of COVID. As venues started opening back up, I actually had a job before COVID and got laid off due to the illness, you know, and after that point, they never brought me back on. So I started playing music to pay my bills locally. And I was, you know, I was making just enough to pay my bills and live comfortably through college. But after I graduated college in May of 23, I decided that it was something that I had grown to love. Like, I truly just had a passion for playing music, and I was getting a good response from most of the places that I was playing in, you know. And so for me, it was more so of, I have this ability to do this, and it's something that I'm very passionate about and love to do it. Still to this day, I mean, my favorite thing in the world is sitting down with a guitar and writing a song, you know. And so for me, it's something just just take 1 year and see how far you can go in a year. And if it's still working at the end of the year, maybe take a second year. But I felt like I owed it to myself to try out that dream of mine for at least a year after graduating college.
Wow. Now, what happened to the dream of being a biologist, though? I mean, for people who don't know, you earned a degree in biology, of all things. Where did that dream go?
I would say it's still on the back burner. If all of this don't work out, I'll pull that card back out. We'll see where it goes. But for now, the life of being a beautiful thing, it's been nothing short of a blessing for me. And I'm just so thankful that I'm still getting to do it after a year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, really, maybe you should write a song about biology. I think that could marry your two loves and that could be the next hit for you.
May do it. It'd be hard to get other people to relate to that one.
True. But it's okay. Some things are just good for you and your soul. Sometimes you write things that no one else is going to like or no one's going to care about, but it's just for you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But I want to get into, you opened the door to talk about, you gave yourself this year, and boy, did it take off, because I really want to get into how your life has exploded, because you're listening to The Scene with Doreen. I'm your host, Doreen Taylor, and we are just starting to kick things off with singer-songwriter Will Mosley. When we come back, we talk about the reality show experience that changed his life forever. We'll be right back.
Choosing the right insurance company can be complex and confusing. At Leonard O'Neill Insurance Group, we don't just sell you an insurance policy, we sell you a lifetime of peace of mind, service, and satisfaction. A second-generation, family-owned and operated business in South Jersey, we're committed to protecting you and your family. With over 2,000 clients in the tri-state area, we are your local, trusted insurance experts specializing in business, life and health, and personal insurance. Contact Leonard O'Neill Insurance Group today to learn how we can get started on your insurance journey together. Visit www.log-insurance.com or call 856-627-2600.
Hey guys, are you loving the show? Do you want to see more of The Scene? Well, guess what? You can, because The Scene with Doreen is now a weekly segment on the nationally syndicated television show, The Daily Flash. The Daily Flash is your daily destination for trending stories, celebrity updates, and industry highlights. And it's now your home to watch The Scene with Doreen. You can turn us on and watch every Wednesday across the country. Check your local times and listings at thescenewithdoreen.com.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and do not have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-320-9428. 800-320-9428.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you do not pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call. If you've been injured in an auto accident, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-320-9428. 800-320-9428. 800-320-9428.
No more mold, no more damage, no more outdated old bathroom, no more slipping and hurting, no more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-827-4067. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-827-4067. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-827-4067. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-827-4067. 800-827-4067.
I think you'll be in the finale.
Thank you.
You know, Will,
The rest of your career is going to be just magical because I love the way you do your thing.
Thank you.
Love.
Destiny is in our hands in some ways, and you just got to take the step forward, and you did, and I'm so glad you did.
Thank you.
Welcome back to The Scene with Doreen. I'm your host, Doreen Taylor. And out of break, you heard American Idol judges Luke Bryan, Lionel Richie, and Katy Perry praising my guest today, season 22 runner-up Will Mosley. Will, it seems crazy now, but you didn't think you would be a good fit for American Idol at first.
You know, just the style of music that I played and all the things about me, I just never figured that the audience from American Idol would enjoy it. I never thought it was something that they would buy into and appreciate. And time after time after time, they just proved me wrong.
Oh, yeah. That's the understatement of the year. But I want people to understand, because I don't think they realize how long and involved the audition process is for the show. You had to go through 5 rounds of Zoom interviews before ever even singing to the judges in person.
Yeah. So, I mean, there is a lot that goes into it. And that's the really and truthfully, that's the cool part of it. Is people think, oh, you went before the judges, then you flew to LA, and then you flew to Hawaii, and you flew back to LA once a week, and it was over. And it's like, actually, that's so far from how it actually happened. You know, there's the audition process started somewhere around June of last year, last June. And then it took weeks to get through the 5 Zoom auditions. It took probably a month after I made it through the last Zoom audition to realize that I was going into the live audition for them to schedule that, went into that one. And then it was probably another month before we went to Hollywood. So, I mean, the whole process took over 8 to 10 months to get through.
Wow. Then what did you do in that time? I mean, because you knew you're getting further and further and further along and your life is continuing while this goes on. What were you doing?
Well, you know, I told you I was paying my bills playing music. So one of the things that I kept doing was playing shows as long as I possibly could, just for the simple fact that we had bills to pay and mouths to feed. So we were still playing shows and we were just trying to make it as seamless as we could during that time, you know. But for us, it was like there was so much anticipation building up each time that we had to, okay, we've got the live audition, or I've got to go for Hollywood week and all the different things, you know, like every time that was coming up. Because the thing was, we weren't allowed to tell anyone what was going on.
Right.
Anyone's thoughts. So we were like, well, we're doing this thing. And we're not going to be able to make those shows because of this or that. And we kept having to put it off as much as possible. And we just kept on beating around the bush, so to speak. We couldn't tell them exactly what we had going on. So we were trying to make all of the shows and keep all of the venues happy. And eventually I had to tell a couple of them, like, hey, look, I'm on a show. It's a national show. It's a big one. I just can't tell you what's going on. I just can tell you that I can't be there next Friday. And they would understand. Everyone was super gracious about it. They all helped us out tremendously. But it was an interesting experience having to navigate all of that as well.
Sure. And coming out of break, I did play the clip of the 3 judges. Just really, they were enamored by you. They really loved you. And you had 3 completely different styles of music that were the judges. I mean, you had Luke Bryan, you had Lionel Richie, and you had Katy Perry. Who did you feel throughout the process really got you the most out of the 3?
You know, I can't answer that. And it's not even because I don't want to give one of them more credit than the other. All 3 of them are legends in their own lane, in their own space. You know, I gained a lot of knowledge from Luke being in the country space. Lionel is an all-time classic. I mean, like, anybody you ask, you say the name Lionel Richie and it just automatically the light goes off in their head. Then you have Katy in her own space. She's killing it. You know, she's amazing. And so, like, I gained so much knowledge from them in so many different aspects that I couldn't tell you one of them that helped me more than the other. They all 3 contributed tremendously.
That's so nice. And that's good to hear, you know, because you would hate to think that, like, okay, that's really nice that the 3 of them together really provided you with the tools that you're using now going forward. So I want to go back, though. You're at that moment on stage. when you didn't hear your name as the winner, what went through your mind? How did you feel?
You know, honestly, at that point, we had grown to become friends with so many of them throughout the process. You know, like, especially, I tell people this because all three, me, Abby, and Jack, had become really close friends. And at that point, it wasn't a competition anymore for us. It was more so of us just getting to go out and do our thing and know that there was millions of people watching on television. And it's such a cool experience because when they called her name, I was genuinely happy for her, you know, and I would have been the same way with Jack. I would have almost felt like I was taking something away from them if they would have called my name. But I know they would have felt the same way. We all really had a really special connection between the three of us toward the end of the show.
Oh, that's so nice to hear because, you know, over the years, and I've had other American Idol alum on, and some don't want to talk about it at all. And some will talk about it, but, you know, it's been so many years, they're a little more jaded about it. So it's really nice to hear that your experience was positive and it's something that you really, it's in your heart and it's a good thing for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Now, do you have any regrets or something that maybe you would have done differently on the show during your time?
Not really. You know, I don't really say that I have any regrets. I enjoyed the whole process. It was a strenuous process, but, you know, I have no regrets looking back on it now that I'm sure at some point there was something that happened or something I said or something that transpired that I wish that at the time would have been different. But looking back at it from the big picture, it all worked out great.
But what about picking up Ryan Seacrest? You're one of the few people that can say you picked up Ryan Seacrest.
They said that one person every year does it. And they were like, why don't you go ask him? And I said, why don't I just go do it? Like, if he comes up and I pick him up, like at that point, like it's over, you know, like he's already up in the air. And so they all thought that was a great idea. The producers thought it would be hilarious. And it was a cool time. Ryan was really cool about it. Me and him actually become, you know, I would say friends. We became closer friends because of it.
That's awesome.
And so it was a cool thing, you know, it turned out to be funny. And later in the season, he said he was going to pick me up and that never happened.
He would have a totally new career if that happened. I would pay every dollar I had to see that happen. I would take bets, you know? Oh, man. But what an experience. And what a way to open the door for your next chapter. And I want to get into that. So I'm Doreen Taylor. You're listening to The Scene with Doreen. I've been chatting with American Idol season 22 runner-up singer-songwriter Will Mosley. When we come back, we talk about his brand new music, ending the year with a bang, opening for Zac Brown Band. And we're going to wrap it all up. Stay there. We'll be right back. Hey guys, are you loving the show? Do you want to see more of The Scene? Well, guess what? You can, because The Scene with Doreen is now a weekly segment on the nationally syndicated television show, The Daily Flash. The Daily Flash is your daily destination for trending stories, celebrity updates, and industry highlights. And it's now your home to watch The Scene with Doreen. You can turn us on and watch every Wednesday across the country. Check your local times and listings at thescenewithdoreen.com.
But the sun's warm leaves, the flowers bloom. You reap what you sow, and you sow what you reap. I know you can't trust me, so you can't sleep. But dog and I should kick you out. That's the way love goes, no doubt. Cause I done tried everything. And a brand new car. When she left, she took everything she pleased. Let me tell you, she wanted everything to me. Oh, let me tell you, she wanted everything to me.
Oh, welcome back to The Scene with Doreen. I'm your host, Doreen Taylor, and coming out of the break, you heard a clip of the newest single, Everything But Me, by my guest today, Will Mosley. Congrats on the new single, Everything But Me. I heard writing that song was inspired by your real-life friends going through some very hard times.
Yes, it was. We, You know, that's something that, we try to do. We try to write songs about real life experiences, and it don't always have to be my personal experiences. If I have a friend that goes through a personal experience and I live it with them, then sometimes I'll write a song about it.
Mm. You know what? Sometimes we, if we observe right, we can feel even more than the people that are going through it at that time.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're only in your early 20s, but you write music with a very ancient soul. Where does all that life experience come from?
You know, I'm not sure. I've lived a couple of different lives. You know, I was the college football player, and then I was the normal college student for a couple of years, the college student with a job for a year or so. And then, you know, now in the last year, I've been blessed with the opportunity to live the lifestyle of someone that's on TV twice a week. So, and you know, now it's crazy because we're settling into a completely new chapter of touring and releasing music. So I guess it's just personal experiences, you know, just being observant.
Yeah. And you have been extremely observant, and you've also been very extremely busy since your time on American Idol. You were just seen on the red carpet live at the CMA Awards, reporting from the red carpet. Now, how was it taking on that new role?
That was a new one for me. I've never had to report live on television. So that was something that was cool. I had sung for, you know, anywhere from 60 to 90 seconds on television a couple times with American Idol. But going back to the red carpet with ABC, you know, that was a great experience. Just getting to hang out and talk with artists alike, you know, and then come back and report to who I'd seen and what they had said, or even had a live interview on there once.
That's awesome. You're kind of taking my job. I'm a little jealous now. How did you find it easy asking questions of celebrities? I love it. I think it's, you know, it inspires me to do great things even in my own life. How did you feel talking to other people about what you do?
You know, I wouldn't say it was easy. I think the pressure of having the red light on recording is stressful sometimes. But getting to talk to artists about artist things wasn't uncomfortable because, you know, now I'm starting to see certain struggles in my own life. And so there were certain things I got to ask each one of them that was, you know, I mean, it was kind of like talking to a friend.
Yeah, and you've done it. You've gone through the trenches with these people in a way spiritually, so you can speak to them in their own language, in their own way of speaking.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're going to do more of that? Is that more on the horizon for you, Will?
I wouldn't mind it at all, mm-hmm. but we'll see how that plays out.
All right. You heard it here first. I think I see more for you in that department. Who wouldn't love you? I mean, you're just so easy to talk to. And I really think on the red carpet, you can get things out of people, or you just pick them up and get it out of them that way.
I'm not putting you down until you answer the question.
I love it. That should be your interview style. I think I might incorporate that, but I'm kind of small. I don't think I'm picking up anybody.
Well, good luck.
Well, you're hitting the road this month with the fellow American Idol, Colin Stow, and you're going to end the year opening for Zac Brown Band New Year's. I mean, you're going to be at the State Farm Arena in Atlanta. That's huge. Is this your first time you've played an arena?
It is. And, you know, that's what's so cool about getting to go back out with Zac. You know, he actually took us to New York right after the show was over, and I got to play my first amphitheater with him, and then now we'll be in our first arena with Zac, and it's we're excited. I mean, we really are. We're amping up everything to go into that show, but we're just itching. We can't wait.
Yeah, how do you like tour life? I mean, it was different. You did the whole thing with American Idol, and it was a little different. You were kind of in a set place, but it was a completely different set of skills. Now you're on the road. How do you like that lifestyle?
We enjoy it. We get to see new things all the time. It's a lot. I will say that it's a very busy schedule getting to the next place on time all the time and just staying away from home. But I mean, we really are enjoying it. I think we're just trying to soak it all in.
Yeah, it's so fresh for you still. I mean, it's hard to believe, you know, the pinch me moment. This, you know, 2 years ago, we weren't talking about this with you. And here you are now on tour opening for Zac Brown Band. That has to be, do you ever wake up and say, holy cow, how did my life get here?
Absolutely. Just about every morning.
That's good. But you're thankful. And I know you write a lot of that in your music and just about the good book and just always being thankful for the gifts that you've been given.
Absolutely. We've been blessed.
Yes, you have. And you don't like to be on your cell phone much. So how do you find balance with that and staying relevant in this social media dominated world that we're living in right now?
that is honestly probably the biggest struggle that I have as a musician is in today's world, you know, so much revolves around social media and on the phone communication, you know, and so for me, I try to make it a priority to get everything I need done while I'm on my phone, and then try to get away from it a couple hours every day.
Yeah. And speaking of that, you're a big fan of the outdoors. Do you still get to do that a lot? Do you get to outside hunting, and do you still get to be able to be outside?
We don't get to go out as much as we'd like, but we try to make it count when we do.
All right. I like it. So you're finding balance. You're figuring this out as you go, and you're kind of setting your own pace. And I like that. You're kind of defining your own career and your own pathway. That's very cool.
That's what we're trying to do anyway. If it don't work, then we'll have to back up and refigure. But for now, we're trying to make it work that way.
Yeah, I think this is your divine plan. I got to say, I've never met a guest that has just had everything line up so perfectly. I mean, I don't want to jinx you. I'm knocking on wood right now. But I mean, everything is sort of the stars have aligned for you, and it's just meant to be.
You know, like I said earlier, we've been extremely blessed and we're thankful for it.
Yes, and we're kicking off the holiday season, and in that spirit, you just released an acoustic version, and I played it in the beginning montage. Mariah Carey's mega hit, All I Want for Christmas Is You, and that seems like a very unusual song choice for you. What motivated you to want to remake that particular song?
Well, you know, they sprung that on me at the last minute. I landed in L.A. for something completely different, and I landed on a Sunday afternoon, and they were like, hey, tonight we're going to run over to the studio, and you're going to record a Christmas song acoustic. And I kind of looked at them. I was like, I don't remember anybody saying anything about this. And they were like, oh, they didn't. But you're going to do it, and it'll be fun. And I was like, all right, which song are we recording? And they were like, yeah, you get to pick. So I got to thinking, and I was like, there's one song that's just been iconic, you know, as long as I can remember. And that's Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. And so I said, you know, I don't think I've ever heard anyone put like a country spin on it. I said, so I guess let's give that one a shot. So that's how that all transpired.
That's awesome. And I love that you just roll with the punches. I mean, you show up and they're like, okay, surprise, you're doing a song. And that shows exactly the kind of person you are, that you just are a person that says, yes, I want to try this and I'm going to make it fun.
That's really the only way to make it work, I think.
Mm-hmm. And your new single, Everything But Me, is out now. And you can catch Will on tour with Colin Stow this December. Get connected with him on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube when he's on his cell phone, and anywhere else you'd like to get social. And is there anything else I forgot to mention?
I don't think so.
Woo, I think I covered you. And I love to watch you. It's exciting to see how amazing things are happening for you. And I can't wait to see what's next for you.
I appreciate you so much.
Oh, I likewise. And any next, if you come up in the Philadelphia area, because that's where we're based out of, please hit me up. I would love to have you in the studio and we can do a part two.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
All right. Well, you go pull over, go wherever you're going. I know you're going to check out merch right now for your tour, but you have an amazing day, have a wonderful tour, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And Merry Christmas to you as well.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you. Stick right there, because right after the break, we have spotlight artist Ava Della Pietra. We'll be right back.
Choosing the right insurance company can be complex and confusing. At Leonard O'Neill Insurance Group, we don't just sell you an insurance policy, we sell you a lifetime of peace of mind, service, and satisfaction. A second-generation, family-owned and operated business in South Jersey, we're committed to protecting you and your family. With over 2,000 clients in the tri-state area, we are your local, trusted insurance experts specializing in business, life and health, and personal insurance. Contact Leonard O'Neill Insurance Group today to learn how we can get started on your insurance journey together. Visit www.log-insurance.com or call 856-627-2600.
Hey guys, are you loving the show? Do you want to see more of The Scene? Well, guess what? You can, because The Scene with Doreen is now a weekly segment on the nationally syndicated television show, The Daily Flash. The Daily Flash is your daily destination for trending stories, celebrity updates, and industry highlights. And it's now your home to watch The Scene with Doreen. You can turn us on and watch every Wednesday across the country. Check your local times and listings at thescenewithdoreen.com.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and do not have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-320-9428. 800-320-9428.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you do not pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call. If you've been injured in an auto accident, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-320-9428. 800-320-9428. 800-320-9428.
No more mold, no more damage, no more outdated old bathroom, no more slipping and hurting, no more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-827-4067. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-827-4067. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-827-4067. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-827-4067. 800-827-4067.
This is radio.
Yes, welcome back to The Scene with Doreen. I am your host with hopefully the most Doreen Taylor. At the ripe old age of 7, my spotlight guest today on The Scene with Doreen performed across the country as Little Cosette with the 25th anniversary national touring production of Les Mis, and the rest, as they say, was history. Singer-songwriter and Broadway alum Ava Delpietra has emerged as one of the most promising young artists on the pop scene today, with over 3.2 million streams, 450,000 social media followers, and 3.1 million YouTube views. Her new music has been praised by Songwriter magazine as bold, refreshing, and radio-ready, and Newsday called her a rising star. So let us catch this rising star for a few moments today and shine the spotlight on her meteoric rise. Welcome, Ava. What's going on?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. What's going on? I guess I'm just like really getting ready to release a bunch of music. I've been recording a lot of stuff.
Always recording. I mean, you have so much new stuff. When I was researching you and going through everything, I was like, wow, what do I pick? Everything has millions and millions of views and everything is great. So it's kind of like, well, it's like, you know, picking which child, like Sophie's Choice, which one do I pick to promote? But I have to give you props on the recent success of everything. Your tune Ego was one of the songs I played in the intro, and that song won top prize at the Songwriters Guild of America Awards, and it got a Los Angeles Film Award for Best Song. I know we shouldn't make music to win awards, but come on, that's gotta be pretty exciting.
Oh, thank you so much. No, that's really sweet. It's been really incredible. I really liked Ego and I was excited for everyone to hear it. So I'm definitely like very flattered that it's getting the response that it got.
Yeah, it did very well. The music video had its own kind of, you know, success on its own. That did very well as well.
No, for sure. That one was a really cool experience. It was shot on this kind of like fake subway situation. So I was just like running up and down this subway track subway train as like the camera followed me, and it was very high energy. So much fun. That was probably like the most fun to film out of my music videos so far.
Very cool with like on set locations and stuff. Now, was that like in a closed set kind of thing that where they recreated the subway, or did you actually have them close down a subway like in New York? Or, I mean, how did you guys get a subway?
Thankfully, it was not a real subway. I don't think I'd have the confidence to like do that in front of real people. So those were all extras, thankfully. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, it must have been some type of legitimate subway train that maybe was built but not in use or something. I'm not sure, but it was not moving. So it wasn't isolated.
Very cool. So they closed it down. It was your set and you were able to just create on it. Now, how long did that take to film something like that?
That was recorded in a day, but it was a long day.
Yeah, people don't realize, you know, you just don't go on there and make one take. I mean, you know, it's constant, and then resetting for lights and resetting for this and hair and makeup. And yeah, people don't get it.
Right, exactly. And they were like different shots. I had this like love interest that I just met like 2 seconds before. We had to pretend to be like flirting with each other. So that was super fun and awkward. So yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool because most flirting is super awkward. So there you go. I kind of nailed it.
There you go. That's true. It was all planned.
Well, you started your career as quite a successful Broadway performer. Now, did you need to change your vocal technique to switch to a more, you know, Broadway classical sound to pop? I mean, there had to be an adjustment that needed to happen.
Yeah, for sure. I think one of the biggest things for me is like I'm always worried that I used to be a little bit more concerned when I first started releasing my own music, that it did sound more like Broadway style for the songwriting, and also the singing versus like the pop style. So that was something I was like very conscious of when I was first making the transition, because the biggest thing in Broadway singing is you want to have very good diction because you're telling a story.
Sure.
Whereas in pop music, you want to, I guess, be more stylistic in the way that you deliver the songs.
Sure.
So that was definitely something that I struggled with at first. But I feel like since I've been kind of in the songwriting realm for a while now, I don't really have to be as aware of it as I used to be. But yeah, it was definitely a transition.
Sure. Now, vibrato. I mean, a lot of the, you know, my true diehard music fans out there who listen to the show, they'll understand vibrato. That had to change. I mean, I know that's a huge change from like the Broadway classical style to pop. They don't want hardly any vibrato. Or if it is, it's very stylistic.
Right. Or even like belting. Belting's like a huge thing on Broadway, especially for like child actors and actresses. But for pop music, everyone's very into like the breathy kind of stylistic performance now.
Yeah. And it works. I mean, it's selling how many billions and billions of dollars of tour tickets and everything going on right now. And in the year of the woman, too. I mean, there are a lot of female artists. You're coming in at a wonderful time.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's really inspiring.
With all your successful solo singles, a lot of people maybe don't realize that you're quite talented at multiple instruments, too. I mean, you're self-taught on violin, guitar, piano, bass guitar. You even threw ukulele in the mix. So you're like totally a one-woman band.
Thank you so much. I do play a lot of instruments. Unfortunately, I didn't teach myself the violin and piano and guitar and electric bass, although I am self-taught in the ukulele. So that's quite a pride.
So flip that. So we'll strike that, flip that.
Okay, yeah, we'll strike that.
Because I was like, oh my God.
I don't want to take too much credit.
Hey, take it. I would say go with it. You know, totally. You just woke up one day and you were like, yeah, I'm going to play the violin today. I think I'll teach myself. I say you go with that.
Yeah, exactly. I took lessons in a bunch of my instruments early on, but now I definitely have been kind of, my highlight reel is definitely a lot more focused, I guess, on my songwriting now, because that's what I'm most passionate about. But it is really cool that I can play all these instruments and I incorporate them into my performances and stuff. It's really fun.
Do you cut them onto the recordings? I mean, do you cut the tracks? Do you play your own, or do you hire musicians, or is a lot of it, you know, electronic? Do you ever play your own on your own songs?
A lot of it is electronic. So we don't use that many live performance or real musicians in the recordings. But I did, for a lot of my earlier stuff, play some instruments within the track, but I mainly kind of leave it up to the producer at this point. But once in a while, I'll have a little moment where maybe I want to highlight a violin, so I'll like play that or a bass. But it's usually mainly just the songwriting and the singing part.
Very cool. And you know, speaking of producers, you hooked up with prolific music producer Will Hicks, who is most well known probably for working with Ed Sheeran. How did teaming up with Will influence your sound?
Oh, Will was a really great producer, especially just kind of, since he was one of my first producers that I worked with transitioning from Broadway to being like a pop singer and songwriter. Mm-hmm. So he kind of like laid the groundwork for a lot of my methods for how I like to record music. And then also just kind of like taught me a lot about structure for a pop song and how the best method to write the hook, like, et cetera. So he kind of, I give him like a lot of credit for that. He was really fantastic. And something else, which was really great, was he was very open to like experimenting and kind of giving me freedom within the studio. And I think that was really important, especially early on. But yeah, he's fantastic. I love Will. Definitely. And it was so much fun because I got to go out to the UK to record too.
Oh, that's always a nice bonus when you can get out of the country and create. That's pretty cool.
No, it was like really incredible. I loved it.
Now, and I want to give you props on Rearview Mirror. That's your latest drop. And it's really very cool.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that one was super exciting also. That music video was also really great because I got to record next to a really cool car. So that was really fun.
You know, anyone, you know, listening right now, you got to go check her out online. I'm going to include links when this airs, but you have to go check out some of these music videos. They're definitely little mini epics, and there's a lot of great lighting and great storytelling and cool costumes and just really a lot of stuff going on. They're very well done.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Yeah. I think something that's really fun about a lot of my recent releases, especially, is that I've kind of put on this like alter ego with some of my songs, which is really fun to play into this like this bad girl vibe or whatever. So I'm really loving it.
That's very cool. Like I had Kate Pearson of the B-52s on, and she's all, you know, very shiny, happy people songs. But she on her new album, she got to do the more evil kind of darker side. And after all these years, she's loving it. I got to say, it's really cool to kind of tap into that evil bad girl that you're not really allowed to always play in real life.
For sure. Yeah, it definitely makes for a great song and very dramatic music video. So it's really cool.
Very much. Now, and you also have the theatrical side of you being from Broadway. It's nice to tap into your acting chops once in a while.
For sure. For sure.
Yes.
That's really great.
You've embraced the social media side of music, of the music business, and you've grown a very impressive fan base. It's not easy to do that. So what is your secret to growing and maintaining such impressive numbers?
I've found that the videos that people end up connecting with the most aren't even the ones that I like put a lot of effort in, into, like the like more produced videos. I think people really just like videos of me when I'm in my bedroom, like singing a random song that was stuck in my head that day.
Yeah.
So I guess my quote unquote secret, which I don't know, I think other people have realized this too, maybe, is just kind of trying to be authentic in what I like. Because usually if I post stuff that I like, other people like it too. Mm. And that's kind of a really great way to connect with other people. It feels very unifying in that way.
That's a very good thing to have. Because me, I'm the opposite. Anything I like, nobody likes it. So it's kind of like... So you have a very good secret there. See, I need to tap a little more into that, I think, because, yeah, I just probably don't have good taste. No, but I love your stuff. And you are coming out now. I know it's kind of a little early, but it's not for Christmas music, because usually you're in the studio when it's like 100 degrees recording Christmas songs. You're coming out with Reindeer Rebellion.
Yeah, it's super exciting. I haven't released a Christmas song since 2019, which was my first release ever. Ooh. So it's definitely been a few years. And yeah, like you said, it was actually like extremely hot in the studio when we were recording this song.
It's because, hard to get into the feeling of Christmas when it's like melting outside. It's really tough.
Yeah, it was melting outside, but also just because of the way we were recording it, we couldn't have like the air on because it was interfering with the microphone.
True.
So it was really hot and I was like singing about Christmas, but it was so much fun. I recorded in Nashville, so that's why it was hot.
Ooh, very nice.
Yeah, super fun. I'm really excited for everyone to hear it.
When does that drop?
That drops November 8th.
Okay, so it's coming up. Okay, so everyone out there, I want you all to visit avadelapietra.com. And if anyone who doesn't know how to spell that, that's AVADELLAPIETRA. And I will include links and everything. Get the new live album available anywhere where you can stream and buy music. Get all the singles. Go watch the videos. Yeah. The new one, Rearview Mirror, and go get Reindeer Rebellion because it's super cool. And you need some good music for the holidays that's original, new, and not the same old, not that I don't love the classics, but some new cool stuff for Christmas is great.
Yeah, no, it's super exciting for the release. I'm so sorry. My messages were like actually going crazy.
You can see how popular you are? That's because you have 50 billion people on social media. So see, that's proof, living proof to all my listeners out there. See how popular this girl is? Join her train. Go on. Check out, again, avadelapietra.com. Get the new music. Get the videos. Get everything. And it was great. I'd love to talk to you longer. This went by so fast. But I know there's going to be a lot more for you. And I will have you back on when you're ready to promote your next huge hit.
Thank you so much. This was so fun. Oh, yeah, I'm totally super excited for everyone to hear it.
Oh, totally. And thank you so much. And best of luck with everything and the new Christmas song, Reindeer Rebellion.
Yes, Reindeer Rebellion. Check it out.
All right. And I definitely will. And everybody out there, you check it out too. Thank you, Ava, for joining me a little on the scene with Doreen today.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye. Thank you to my guest today, Ava Delapietra, and of course, Will Moseley. And thank you again for tuning in to The Scene with Doreen. I'm here each week across the country bringing you the best interviews from the entertainment world and beyond. Get connected with me on social media and on our official website, thescenewithdoreen.com. And tune in next week so you can find out what's going on. Bye!